And as the Minister says, much of the thinking groundwork came out of the Thinker in Residence program, the thinker of the time being Göran Roos, who is now the chair of the Implementation Steering Committee. Good morning and welcome to you.
Good morning and welcome to you.
Now, welcome to everybody. It was through you that the connection with the company VTT evolved. Just briefly, although we've been here before, what can you tell us about this company?
Well, firstly, it's not a company. It's the Finnish equivalent of the CSIRO. So it's an applied research institute, and it is one of the three research institutes in the world with a high specialization on wood-based science and industry. So we contacted all the three, and the VTT was the one that was selected to do the study. So they have about 600 researchers whose sole job it is to help people who work with wood to make more money.
And one of the reasons, I guess, that they were employed was that Finland had gone through a similar situation to us here in South Australia?
That is absolutely correct. I mean, the forest-based industry is the largest industry in Finland, that industry in its own right has for many, many years worked on continuing to add value to that raw material, and hence there's a lot of expertise there that we can use.
Well, it does mean that if it takes off here in South Australia, would we not become competitors to Finland and the companies that are benefiting from their own research?
Well, the answer is yes and no. Firstly, we are on the other side of the world, and we have a few different types of woods, like eucalyptus, which tend not to grow when it's as cold as in Finland. Secondly, there is a domestic market and an export market. And, of course, on the domestic market, we will have an advantage because we are located here. On export market, depends on what we sell to whom, whether we compete or not. But I'm sure there will be areas where we end up in competition. But it really doesn't matter.
Well, as Tom Kenny was telling us, the government have done their work, they've done the study, they've paid for it. It's up to industry to take it up. How quickly was it taken up and how well was it taken up in Finland?
Well, I think these things have been taken up continuously in Finland. There is a tradition there of working very closely between these type of applied research industries and industry, and we need to become better at that. So there is a need now for industry to take some of the recommendations, and some of them are incredibly practical and immediate in their return, to work with these things. And, of course, as a company, you need to look at where you get your money back quickest, how it fits with your strategy, and what your long-term future developments are. And here is a portfolio of all those options that companies can choose from and start to implement.
Where do we go from here, Göran?
Well, the way to go from here is firstly for the individual companies to have a read of the study. I mean, it is quite a thick document, but a number of the recommendations are there in total clarity about what is the cost, what is the payback issue, what is the yield increases, and so on. Figure out which of these things are for them, and they should divide them into short-term, medium-term, and long-term, and then to start to look at some of the implementation issues. Now, it's very clear that when you come to medium and long-term, there will be some need for assistance, there will be some adaptation things. I wouldn't call them research, but more development activities and support that may be needed for the firms. And in order to keep a cluster of this nature operating, there is a need to also have local research support for the more long-term ones. But it has to be industry-led. So companies have to come together. They have to realize that the competitor is not the guy across the road. The competitor is the guy who sits in China or in Finland, somewhere in the world. Mm-hmm. And they have to work together to get forward and become better than these companies.
Are we talking about softwood, hardwood, or both?
Both.
Both. And because you did mention eucalypts before, which just made me think, can you make the same sort of product out of a eucalypt tree that you can out of a, say, Pinus radiata?
The answer is, to some extent, yes. Depends what you want to make. I mean, all of them have cellulose, all of them have lignin, all of them have those things. So there is an issue about, you know, hardwood have certain balance and characteristics, softwood others. So they, for some products, one is more suitable than the other. But on the whole, they contain the basic chemicals are more or less the same. So depending how high up in this value-adding and sophistication chain you go, the more similar, in a sense, the raw material becomes from that point of view. If you start in the beginning with certain timber products and so on, yes, then they will differ. But when you go into the molecular view and so on, then they become more similar.
Göran, just a couple of final points. Do you know that in Finland, whether it led to an expansion of the forestry industry? In other words, was more plantations resulting from their work?
Well, I think the first thing I would like to say is that in areas which haven't done this, and we can see some countries when this hasn't been done very well, you know, the U.S. is struggling, there has been a decline in the industry. When the areas where this has been taking up, and in a sense we are in the middle of a transformation of this industry from a very relatively simple industry to a very sophisticated one, what we can see is the speed of transformation. And in Finland, for example, the speed is quite enormous. So we have, tens of biorefineries being built, and, some in operation over the coming years. So the answer is there has been an enormous impact of the industry. And as a consequence, the value of the raw material goes up. So if you are a plantation owning a sawmill, for example, investing through the sawmill and some of these things will increase the value of your plantation substantially more than the investment cost in the sawmill. Mm. So not only is it good for the sawmill, it's also good for the plantation owner.
And the markets are there for the products?
The markets are there for the products. For example, if you go into construction timber, if you look at that high-rise building that was built in Melbourne of wood, there is a huge growth of wood belt construction in the world, North America, Europe, and so on. So the market is there. Now, of course, it will have to compete initially with people who are used to using things like concrete, for example. So you will have to spend a bit of time getting abroad at. But the market is there. The benefits are there. If you go into some of the issues like, cross-laminated timber, you can do other things with them. The market is there for just the increasing of yield. You can increase your efficiency of your plant by putting X-ray machines linked to the process. You can put in thinner saw blades and get 7% yield increases. So there are numerous things where, A, you do the same thing as you do today and get more money, or just develop a little bit and reach new markets where you can get substantially higher price for the timber you have, plus going further in the future.
Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Göran Roos, who is chair of the Implementation Steering Committee.